the Warren Williamson's daughters, Helen and Luella, are to be married to Dave Bustos and Jim Gloria. That will be 2 weeks from yesterday, or a week from this next Saturday, the 13th of May. I expect to be there. I've been asked to officiate at this wedding, double wedding ceremony, these two sisters. There have been some questions that have been raised that need to be publicly commented upon, I think, lest they still remain in anyone's minds. Every time that I'm requested, or any one of us who are legally qualified to officiate at wedding ceremonies, of course I'm faced with the question, do I have the mind of the Lord in my part in this wedding ceremony? Do I have the mind of the Lord in encouraging, by my example and the part I'm taking, encouraging other Christians to have a part in this particular, whatever particular wedding is in at hand or in view? It's a very sober and serious responsibility. I'm sure that God does not join any two unsaved people in marriage. Therefore, I'm not personally willing. I don't believe I could be in the will of God in having any part in a wedding of two unsaved people. I do not believe that God joins in holy matrimony a saved and an unsaved person. Therefore, I would not have any part, would not be willing to, if I knew that it was to be a wedding of two who are unsaved. The only ones whom God joins in marriage are two Christians. Therefore, I'm unwilling to have any part in any wedding but a marriage of two Christians. I am sure, from having known the four young people in this case, that they are all Christians. I have no reason to doubt it. They have testified to that fact. Their lives have manifested it to some real degree. Brother Jim Gloria, however, who's in his mid-20s, I'm not sure his exact age right now, has in his past, he's been saved for several years. He was saved when he was a teenage boy, I believe. He gave his first public testimony of faith in Christ, some 10 years or so ago, I think, up in the mountains at Camp Seeley. I had known him for some years before that. After he was saved, Jim married a young lady who was of such age that her father could legally have the marriage annulled. And her father did. I was personally close at that time. I was living in Sacramento. It was my practice to each month take a trip from Sacramento to Tulare and over to San Luis Obispo and back up the coast to San Jose and back to Sacramento where I lived. Jim Gloria and was living with his mother in San Jose. I came through San Jose just after Jim was first married, and I was there just after the young lady's father had said his daughter was not to continue in that marriage relationship, and he was ready to take any steps necessary to prevent the continuance of that marriage, and he had it annulled. The young lady, I saw her more than one time, gave no indication to me that she was a saved girl. Jim was not in the will of God in marrying her. But when the legal bond and the bond of flesh between them was broken, I believe scripturally, now that young lady later married again, showing that she didn't, she wasn't in her thinking still married to Jim Gloria. I believe, according to what we have in 1 Corinthians 7, that Jim was therefore no longer married to her. We're told in 1 Corinthians 7 that where there's a case of a saved person married to an unsaved person, if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, no longer bound to that marriage partner if the unbelieving departs. Well, in a case like this, where the young lady's father got the annulment, legally as he was able to do. In this case where the young lady married again, very obviously she had departed. And there's no reason, I say, from what I know, from what Jim has testified to, from what his mother, who knows the young lady also, and Jim's sister, no reason to believe that she was a saved girl and that Jim is therefore in any way under God bound to her so far as the marriage relationship is concerned. Jim, again, though a saved fellow, spiritually weak, out of the will of God, married a young Roman Catholic divorcee with two children. The marriage lasted not very long, just a few weeks or months. Jim, after his second marriage, began to be quickened in his conscience as to his responsibility before God. He was taking the responsibility for a lady he'd married and two children. He began to read the Bible to her and the children. He began to try to teach the children Bible verses. And suddenly, her Roman Catholic religion, which she forgot all about when she was ready to get married to him because of her personal attraction to him, all of a sudden it took on a new meaning for her. And she decided that she didn't want the kind of fellow that Jim Gloria was showing himself to be. He had been out of the will of God. He had been walking in the flesh at the time of their marriage. She apparently liked that kind of a fellow. But he wasn't just a fellow with a carnal nature. He had been born again from above. He had God's Spirit in him. And God's Spirit in him was striving against his fleshly nature. And Jim began to listen to some real degree to the Spirit of God, I believe. And he began to try to have a Christian home. That wasn't the kind of home his the wife of his second marriage wanted. I went over from Sacramento to San Jose and went with the two of them one evening to talk to a Roman Catholic priest. I'll say that honestly, I've never in my life talked to a Roman Catholic priest I don't know how to describe it except to say that there was just nothing there to speak of. He was quite ready to say, well, there's no hope at all. In other words, he didn't want that young lady and her children to be instructed other than as Roman Catholics. And he didn't help at all. Though I tried to get into the question, the issues at hand. What is God's order? What is God's truth? The two are married now. And at least she was making something of a profession, at least as a Roman Catholic, of being a Christian. But she showed that she wasn't apparently a Christian. She showed that she had no willingness to hear God's word and made it very plain very soon and was able to get an annulment. And so again, Jim's second marriage, out of the will of God, broke up. And the specific reason in the case of his second marriage was because he began to endeavor to let the Lord have his way in his life. Some time went by. Jim was quite broken up after his second marriage, affected somewhat by it, and was not spiritually strong and went through a period of weakness. But a year and a half, I think maybe almost 2 years ago now, Jim, perhaps it was a year, will be 2 years this coming July, I'm not sure exactly, but Jim at the camp up in Tulare got up and said some things about how the Lord had convicted him, how ashamed he was, gave admonitions to other young people not to follow the example he had set, not to think that they would find any satisfaction or joy in the world, and asked the prayers of Christians that his life might be what it had not been, that he might be a testimony for his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, he began to every weekend take trips from San Jose, where in the Bay Area, where we know a few Christians who gather together, but there's not regular ministry. He began to take trips over to the Sacramento area, where Christians, quite a number that we know, meet together regularly in the name of the Lord. And began to show a consistency of, in his Christian life and walk. And some of one of the remarks that's been made, and more or less definitely witnessed to, is that Jim, in the last year and a half, has shown a consistent desire to honor and please the Lord in his walk. And that he has won the confidence of his brethren, in spite of the fact of his weaknesses and ups and downs of years previously, he has won the confidence over those several months of the Christian brethren that know him the best there in the Sacramento area in a way that they would not have believed possible. Had somebody asked, what do you think you'll think of Jim Glory a year and a half from now? Anyway, through the course of events, Jim became interested in Brother Williamson's younger daughter, Luella. And the time came when they considered, and he made the proposal, and she accepted, and they have both said that they believe they have the mind of the Lord in being married. And Luella's older sister, Helen, began to go with a young fellow by the name of Dave Bustos, been saved, I think, a couple of years now, and has proven, since he's saved, to have a consistent Christian walk, a consistent love for the Lord and desire to be right. Brother Wilbur and I and others have spent several hours talking with those two young fellows. We've spent some time with them on two occasions about the prospect of their coming marriage, not only Brother Wilbur and I, but others too. Brother James Cox was present, Brother Jack Langford at one time. We've talked together, and they believe they have the mind of the Lord in being married. Brother Williamson has let it be known, both to us and then, of course, in this printed announcement that I just read, that he believes that he has the mind of the Lord in giving his daughters, to the degree that it's his place and right to, giving his daughters in marriage to these two fellows. From what I know personally, and I have been was closely associated, as I say, back at the time of Brother Jim Gloria's former marriages, I believe he is free under God from those marriages. Therefore, I believe that he is free to be married in the Lord to a Christian young lady. I read in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul, talking about the subject of marriage, speaks about a present distress at the time he wrote his epistle to the Corinthians, his first epistle to them, and he mentions that those who marry will have trouble in the flesh. But he says, if a man marries, he has not sinned. Well, any of us of experience know that time and time and time again, when a Christian couple have married, they have discovered, as Paul said, that as the months and years went by, there was trouble in the flesh, all right. But did that mean they shouldn't have married? Sometimes those troubles have been used of God to bring a sanctification, a holiness, a separation in from worldliness and a steadfastness in their life that they wouldn't have known had they not had those experiences. They had not sinned in marrying. So the question that any of us who are ministers, who called upon to officiate, therefore set the example and encourage others to have part or not in particular weddings, I believe the questions we face are simply settled by this. Are the couple who are expecting to be married both Christians? When we know that they are, all right, we're free from that standpoint. Are either one of them bound in the light of the Word of God? Are they bound in the flesh? Are they bound by legal ties? Are they bound by a bond of matrimony that's unbreakable? Where two Christians are concerned that marry, there is an unbreakable bond. That is, so far as man is concerned. God has joined two Christians together, and what God has joined together, man can't put asunder. So if a Christian has been married to another Christian, though there may have been a separation and legal divorce, they are not free to be married again. And no Christian minister who's familiar with God's truth on that will want to have a part or encourage others to have a part in another wedding. of a Christian who had a who was married to a Christian, both of them still living, and one of them is going to marry another Christian. They cannot be in the will of God in that. And therefore, no Christian minister will join them or encourage them in any way to do it. But back again, if both are Christians, if they're not bound to former marriage in any way in the sight of God, therefore they're loosed and free to marry. If they profess to believe that they have the mind of God, and we can only go by their profession, of course, we might have doubts in a given case from the standpoint, well, from various standpoints about the, we'll say, compatibility of the particular couple. And yet, how can we know? Not being God, not knowing, not being the future, not being able to read their hearts, how can we know that they don't have the mind of the Lord in marrying? And we do specifically have the scriptures that though in a given case, there's a warning, they'll have trouble in the flesh. But, and if they marry, they've not sinned. When those questions are settled, to the best that we can settle them, from the standpoint of our limited, fallible human observation and so forth, then we have liberty to go ahead under God. And so I got a call from James Cox the other day from Virginia. He said, I've had some questions about whether this marriage between Jim Gloria and the younger of the Williamson girls, whether it can be of God. Is Jim free from his former marriages? And he asked me to refresh his mind. He knew something of it. Well, I was able to. And I thought, well, since there were somebody in Virginia, Christians that knew of them, had such questions, maybe some of you have had such questions. And so I have felt that it's important for me to, making this announcement, you knowing I'm going to have a part in the ceremony, I felt it's important for me to take the time I have here to explain what I have this morning. Now, if any of you have other questions and you want to come to me privately or personally, well, you just feel perfectly free to, if you will. And I'll be very happy to tell you whatever I can. But as of now, I believe that I have the mind of the Lord. I have no reason to doubt in taking the part that I expect to take in that wedding a week from next Saturday in Sacramento. But you pray for me, pray for that young couple, pray for the members of the family who will be present. I expect to give some of God's truth, including the gospel of salvation. And I'm hoping that there'll be some who will be helped from it.